from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz,
yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Did you see this story?
No.
Okay, so there's a dude named, I believe it's Tofik Mouala. Mm. And he's from Montreal. Mm-hmm. Was in his car. Mm-hmm. Alone. Okay. Sirens behind him. Cops pull him over. He says, quote, police circled his car demanding his driver's license and registration. And he said that he told them that he didn't understand what he was stopped for. They asked me if I was screaming. I said, no, I was singing. I was singing Everybody Dance Now from CNC Music Factory.
Get out of here.
And then a few minutes later, he said that the police gave him back his driver's license and his registration with a $149 ticket for, quote, screaming in a public place.
$149!
I wanted everything about this story to not be true because this is exactly the type of thing that is just on some joke site or whatever.
Oh, come on.
Especially because it was CNC Music Factory. So
why
I wanted this to not be true.
Why the cops in Montreal so lame?
I don't know. So, but as far as he's concerned, a car is not the same thing as a public space.
And I would agree.
Would you? Yeah?
Sure.
I would tend to agree with that as well. But yeah. They gave him, who knew that you could actually ticket somebody for
also,
screaming in a public place?
Like, what registers as a scream?
Right? I don't know.
Like, how loud would he have to be singing CNC yeah. Music Factory for the cops to deem that screaming?
Yeah.
Like, was it bothersome to people that were in the area? Like,
no.
I don't know. Where was he?
I will also say this. I think that the bigoted part of this is that he's probably got a terrible voice.
Sure.
So if they heard somebody with the voice of an angel in their car singing, if Andrea Bocelli was screaming down the highway doing what he does.
They would stop traffic and have everybody applaud.
They would stop traffic and have everybody applaud. But I'm sure it's because this poor guy can't sing.
Well, the beginning of the song does sound like screaming, though.
Which is what?
Right here, listen.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I sounded exactly like that.
But they couldn't have just heard him say that one line,
like
though.
Just this?
Everybody dance now!
Unless he was singing the music part.
Now. Unless he was, like, really yelling.
Or like, how many times are you going to say that before you get pulled over, though?
Everybody dance now!
Or was he going,
So, hold on. You think he was doing this?
Everybody dance now!
And then into the other.
And...
But you gotta. I don't know if you can scream that part. Move away from your microphone.
No, I don't think you can scream that.
That's not screaming.
No,
that's not screaming.
Definitely not screaming.
No, that's still not screaming.
That's more of a yell.
Oh. That's a yell. Okay, hold on here. Okay, now we're onto something. Okay, stay in that. That's the area that I want you.
That's
okay?
What she said.
Okay, listen. That place right there. Okay. That place right there where your mouth was. That's where we need you to be. Okay, so Mocha's gonna start the song here, Maury.
Yeah.
Okay,
now.
Okay, first of all, why would any human do that? That's not even singing. Okay.
I don't think this dude in Montreal that was singing in his car was doing that part. I think he was doing this part. But damn, Maury seems to think that he was also doing this.
Okay, why don't we start from the... Why don't we do both? Let's tie them both in here. So
to see how it would sound if he did one to the other.
Absolutely. Mocha, please count in, Maury.
Okay, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Everybody dance now!
Oh, no, you gotta put the music on. This is embarrassing without it.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, and... At least be on beat with the song. Like, stop making up your own thing, bro. We're gonna try one more time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Everybody dance now!
So we solved the case?
Yeah. Yeah, that right there, you know what that is? That's $149.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
In 1984,
33 years.
On this day, Terminator starring Arnold Schwarzenegger hit theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah, 1984.
Some would deem it a classic.
And
actually, no, Terminator 2. Bomb.
Bomb. They're both bomb, though. And we were talking about doing another round of the Johnny Depp School of Acting. The Johnny Depp School of Acting, it goes Johnny Depp. He's apparently so famous, so busy, so whatever. He doesn't have time to memorize a script. So when Johnny Depp is on
like
set,
a boss.
Like a boss. So when Johnny Depp is on set, the way he does movies now is that he hires somebody who feeds him his lines into an earpiece in his ear while he's on set. And then that's how he just delivers his lines, which we've discovered is extremely difficult.
Yeah, I don't know how.
So
how he does that, man.
We were going to celebrate the anniversary of Terminator by doing a scene from Terminator, but the problem is Arnold Schwarzenegger has like 6 words in that movie.
Oh.
So we started looking around for other Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, and you have to really dig deep to find a movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger has any sort of significant dialogue until you get to something like Kindergarten Cop. And even then, that's a struggle. It's a real big struggle.
Is that
they used to hire Arnold? You know, he was much like me. You know, for the most part of his career, he was hired for his body. What? 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 That's so rude.
Are you serious?
It's so rude, you guys. So we got Kindergarten Cop here, honestly. So
it's
rude.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
That was
that's from Kindergarten Cop. So I have Maury has put his earpiece in his ear. Maury, you will be playing Detective John Kimble, who, of course, was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mocha, you will be playing Cullen Crisp. Okay?
This is John Kimble.
Okay. I will be feeding Maury's lines to him into his earpiece. Maury has no idea of the script that we're going to be doing today.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Should Damn It Maury read the script in the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I think it's difficult enough without doing the voice. Can you do Schwarzenegger?
I'll try.
Try it right now.
Okay. I'll be back. You kind of have to roll your tongue back.
Just say something else.
I'll be back.
Because you're not going to
say this is Detective John Kimble.
This is Detective John Kimble.
Okay,
you have to roll your tongue back.
You sound like you got stung by a bee and your tongue swollen. Like.
This is Detective John Kimble.
This is Detective John Kimble.
Okay, yeah, do that. That's perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Get to the chopper.
Christ. Okay, so here we go. Johnny Depp School of Acting, Kindergarten Cop Edition. Damn it, Maury and Mocha, scene one and action.
Kimble!
He's not your hostage, he's your son.
Drop it on the floor.
You want to do this to your own son?
Drop it! I'm losing it, hurry!
Okay, now you're gonna go to his boy. It's fine. He's fine. You wasted your juice and you poured it into nothing. You've been here for a week. You're gonna eat takeout food in your dump that you hell, and you're never, never gonna have life with money. You're gonna not stand the sight of ye.
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
When you said he got jaported, what did that mean?
Yeah. Okay. I think I find the accent distracting. Like
I do too. I do too. It's hard to do the accent and hear you.
Yeah. I would like to try it once without the accent, and maybe we can put that in post.
Because I'm really focusing on my mouth, not my ear.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Nobody needs you to say anything else but the lines on the page more. So please. Shh. Okay. Ouch. Johnny Depp School of Acting.
Ouch.
Kindergarten Cop Edition. Mocha Maury. Take two and action.
Kimball!
He's not your hostage. He's your son.
Oh, he's not your hostage. He's your son.
Drop it on the floor.
You want to do this to your own son?
Drop it. I'm losing it. Hurry.
Okay, now let him go. He's hot. He's my boy. You get your own sandwich. You're going to send it to me in an airplane.
Okay, pause. Maury, I can guarantee you that in Kindergarten Cop, the line, he's hot, he's my boy, was not in the original script.
I literally heard that.
Not even in the rewrite.
Okay. Not, yeah. Or the DVD edition or the director's cut. Yeah, okay, so again,
it wasn't featured as like an extra.
Maury has an earpiece in his ear. I'm feeding his lines to him from Kindergarten Cop. Okay?
He's
okay,
hot. So, he's my boy.
Okay. Okay. So here we go. Okay. Johnny Depp School of Acting, Kindergarten Cop Edition, Maury Mocha, take three, and action.
Kimball!
Not your hostage.
Not your hostage. He's your son.
Drop it on the floor.
You want a tooth in this in your son?
Drop it. I'm losing it. Hurry.
Okay, let him go. The boy is mine. He's my boy. You get your own family. You've wasted tears and sandwiches. You've got nothing. You're here for eat and take out food and that clump that you live in. You wouldn't have nothing in my own life. My lady left me into a life that you have at the sight of you.
Man, I can't wait for lunch today just to have some tears and sandwiches.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So they say, and I wanted to do this because I know, Mocha, your beliefs on certain things.
Okay.
On paranormal type things.
What? No, I don't.
Okay, whatever. They say 75% of us believe in at least one paranormal thing.
I'm not part of that crew.
Okay. So here's what's on there. Here's what's on their list. I'll start down at the bottom. They say 16% of people believe that Bigfoot is real.
No.
Oh, Maury with this.
Such a lack of evidence.
What do you mean such a lack of evidence?
All we have is like big feet in the pavement. But I mean,
in the pavement?
Huh? He's not shopping at Walmart, bro. Not,
but people pour concrete into like big feet's feet. But I mean, anyone can create that. We have evidence of other things, not that.
You understand how that works? Okay. They pour concrete into big feet's feet?
Yeah, into the foothole, and then they pull it out, and it's the mold.
Yeah, exactly.
And everything else.
Okay. The mold. They create a mold.
At number six on the list, that 19% of people believe that psychics can see the future.
That I don't believe at all.
I believe that.
You do?
No way.
Anytime I've gone to a psychic, they're able to figure out names in my life. They know my grandfather's name was Gerald somehow.
Okay, so Maury, no on Bigfoot, but yes on psychics.
Absolutely. Because there are more psychics than Big Feet.
Fair enough. 25% of people believe that some have telekinetic abilities and can move objects with their mind.
No, absolutely not.
Maury.
I mean, I have seen a guy bend a spoon.
No, you have not. You've seen a trick what you've seen. You've never seen somebody bend a spoon with their mind. Nobody has ever seen somebody bend a spoon with their
mind.
Just
a trick.
It's a trick. You've Fair watched enough. Somebody do a trick. You've watched somebody trick people into thinking that they've bent a spoon with their mind, but you've never actually seen somebody.
So no one telekinesis.
There is no such thing. There is no such thing. 26% of people believe that aliens have visited the Earth in modern times. 26%.
I think we have to believe that.
People say that aliens have visited the Earth in modern times.
I'm going to say no.
Maury, very open-minded, except when it comes to Bigfoot, which is weird because you've seen animals before.
Yeah. I just think people are confusing things like walruses or other things as Bigfoot.
Okay. And
a walrus in the woods.
In the woods, yeah. You know, those big giant walruses.
The woolly mammoth.
Yes. Okay. 35% of people say that aliens have visited Earth in ancient times.
Yes.
So more people believe aliens visited Earth in ancient times than they did in modern times.
I don't know about that, guys. Come on.
There is other things out there. There has to be.
52% of people believe that places can be haunted by ghosts or spirits.
I don't believe that.
Mocha, please.
What? I don't.
You totally believe in ghosts.
No, I don't.
You totally believe in ghosts.
Yes, you do.
You 100% believe in ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Oh, my God.
I do. I've seen it.
You've seen it? Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
please.
Okay, whatever.
We've heard that before.
Hold on.
Let me round out this while you find that clip.
I'm going to find the audio of Maury thinking that he saw a ghost at a hotel in friggin' Winnipeg.
That being said, as I am reading a magazine now, it is my nighttime stories, and it's about the world's scariest places.
Okay, stop.
And there's photos of ghosts.
Okay, stop trying
to distract me here. 55% of people to round this out believe that lost or ancient civilizations like Atlantis once existed.
No.
No, Maury does not believe that.
Underwater worlds.
So Maury discovered that there was a haunted hotel room out in, where was this? Winnipeg. And Maury said, I'm going to this haunted hotel and I'm going to sleep there and I'm going to record the whole thing. And it was a total bust. But what Maury did was and why won't you admit now that you just faked the whole thing?
Not a chance. Okay. I saw her.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So- Okay. Here we go.
Here we go. So So we're supposed to believe that that's how Maury sleeps.
Sleeps, yeah. 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 Like a puppy. Yeah.
Okay, Maury, sure.
Here we go.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Holy. The room just got so cold.
Sure it did.
I'm getting off the bed. I'm now lying on the floor. I totally saw Kate at the end of my bed. Woman, white dress is now gone.
Sure.
Wow. I can't. I have to get out of here.
All right, guys.
Ghosts, I just can't. Okay? I can't.
Man, you're such a big faker. It's just 92.5.
Hey! The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So I'm completely torn right now.
Why?
Well, because there was the big event last night in Nathan Phillips Square for Gore Downie.
Sure.
And choir. Do you know who these guys are?
Never heard of them.
I saw them live. Remember that thing I went to, that big food thing at Burroughs Creek?
Oh, yeah.
Where we camped and stuff like that. So I saw choir there.
Okay.
I believe it's two guys. And they basically, when they do shows, they bring out, like, there's like 100 people on stage with them.
Sure.
And they do choir songs, but they like play guitar and stuff like this. They're really good, like really, really good. They're super talented guys.
Okay.
And really fun live. And when David Bowie passed, they did a tribute to David Bowie in Toronto. And then when Prince passed, they did a tribute to Prince in Toronto. And last night, choir did one in Nathan Phillips Square for Gore Downie. And like 1,000 people showed up, more than 1,000 people showed up. And basically you just go and you just sing along.
Yeah.
It's a big giant sing along. Now,
sure.
Why I'm torn is Dammit Maury went.
Okay.
Dammit Maury, as we know, not the strongest singer in the world.
Uh-huh.
So Dammit Maury records himself down there celebrating the life of Gore Downie, which is something to celebrate and possibly even bring a tear to your eye. However, listening to Dammit Maury sing along to Tragically Hip songs is wildly hysterical.
Okay.
Okay. So when I listen to it, I want to laugh.
Down in the Paris of the prairies, we kings of all
treasures buried.
All you had, all the rusted breezes, we kings and pretty things.
Jeez, man.
Let's just see what
tomorrow brings.
But so everybody was just like around.
Aw.
Come on in here for a second, please.
Where's like, oh, somebody wants to sing with me.
Yeah, hold on. Ego free.
Damn your head for the living in the
How many people were you with, Maury?
Thousands.
No, like,
you know what I mean. There's no way that you're gonna last.
Like, were you down there, like, with people?
No, or, pretty things.
Huh?
Singing with people.
Oh, okay, so you just made friends.
Yeah.
That's what tomorrow brings.
And, like, nobody down there, you know, nobody's professional, right? But, like, Maury's throwing people off. Like,
right.
Did you find that you were throwing people off?
No.
No, not at all. Of course not. Oh, here we go.
Lately, follow the unknown. Something more familiar.
Oh, matter of fact,
quickly, something familiar. Courage, my world. It doesn't come, it doesn't matter. First thing we climb the tree.
But you see what I'm saying, why I'm torn with this? Because it's like the heart is so in the right place. You know, you gather with 1,000 people and you just pay tribute to somebody who is just such an incredible voice and an incredible talent.
But you just suck so bad.
But you're just so terrible.
When I'm actually singing it, I'm like, oh, I'm doing good.
Do you think you're doing well? You do.
It's so weird because when I'm singing at home, when I'm singing down at Nathan Phillips Square, I'm like, this is awesome. We're all together and I'm actually getting it. I'm singing and I sound great.
Yeah.
But when you hear it back, not so much.
Right.
See, like that girl sounded
good. That girl sounded great.
And then that. Julia, good morning. What do you want to say?
Unfortunately, I missed part of it. My kids called through. Mm-hmm. But I was just wondering if Maury realized that the lyrics were included in last night's sing-along.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Wow. Did they give you lyrics, Maury? I can't hear what you're saying, man. You're in a soundproof booth. I said that wrong. Don't make fun of me. I realize it. Okay, it'll never happen again.
All right, you were in a soundproof booth. Okay, so we couldn't hear what you said.
Okay. They sent out a link. You could print off the song lyrics, yeah. But as a fan, I went knowing
went
the song.
Cold.
I went cold going, how can you not know the songs?
Right, but Julia, did he get any of the words right?
Oh, well, I think he was a bit off.
Yeah. Yes,
but that's not bad, man. That's not bad. Maury's the biggest Madonna fan ever, and... You could put any Madonna song on him, or he's going to screw up the lyrics.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Julia, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hold on here.
Oh, you're going to get one?
Yeah. And I pick. You don't pick. I get to pick.
Can I suggest?
No.
Okay.
No, because, okay. And I'm not going to go with some obscure Madonna song. Here. Oh, okay, here we go. This one. It was even from a movie. It was from a great movie called Vision Quest with Matthew Modine.
What movie was that?
Oh, yeah, exactly. So your song, Maury, being the giant Madonna fan that you are, that you should know all the lyrics, that you claim that you know all the lyrics to every Madonna song.
Yeah.
So your song today is Crazy For You.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me get it. I know the song is like a super long intro. Oh.
Right, this jam? Out to the
wow.
Ladies.
Remember this?
This is 80s.
Yeah.
All right, grab your partner.
85.
Waiting on that the sun went down. Singers walking in through the night. Too bad to let two of these become one.
Okay, what?
With you and this smoky door.
Hold on, pause. Did you get that right?
No.
The smoky door?
No.
What's the name of the song?
Crazy for you,
dude.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. If you can tell, let's get to the chorus here. You ready,
okay,
Maury?
Keep going.
Okay.
So much like mayors, not worlds apart. And I'm trying to say is that I'm crazy for you. Touch me once and I'll touch you twice.
Pause. By the way, the lyric is, I'm crazy for you. Touch me once and you'll know it's true.
Are you sure?
Yes, yeah, I'm positive. 100% positive. I even knew that.
Touch me once and I'll touch you twice.
Yeah. Touch me once and I'll touch you twice.
Not fair. It's all very clear. It's bleeding in your lips.
Did you say it's bleeding in your lips?
Yo, listen, I know Madonna's a freak and everything, but I don't
it's
think...
It's bleeding in your lips.
I don't think she would have included that song lyric in her song, Crazy For You. It's all brand new. It's bleeding in your lips? I don't think so, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
I was dating a girl when I was living in Mississauga for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And she used to dress like Madonna with like the lacy gloves and stuff
that.
Yeah. That's the one that she was older and she was just this Italian girl, super pretty.
So you dated Madonna.
And then she cheated on me with a guy named Carlos Ferrari. I've never forgot that guy's name.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I remember you telling us about Carlos
Ferrari. I've never forgot that guy's name. Carlos Ferrari. Never have I forgot his name.
You dated a girl that looked like Madonna.
Yeah.
And dressed like Madonna.
Dressed like Madonna.
And she cheated on you.
Yes.
With some jabroni named Carlos Ferrari.
Yes.
Was that his real name?
It was 100% his real name.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked him up on Facebook?
No, never.
Why can't we do that?
Because I'd punch my computer screen if I ever saw him again.
Okay.
Carlos Ferrari?
Yeah, and all I know is he's probably about 15 and he had a full mustache.
What?
Yeah, he's one of those guys. Right? Like a
Carlos
man.
Carlos Ferrari.
Yeah, he was a man.
Can I track him down?
He was a man. I
would just question so many things.
Like, I was just so in love with this girl. But, like, here's my thing with Carlos Ferrari when you're at that age, is you could track him down, absolutely. But I don't think he would have any idea who I even even was, because he means more to me than I ever meant to him. Like, to him, I was just some insignificant, you know, 11-year-old or 12-year-old, whatever it was, who was in love with this girl.
Yeah.
I was insignificant to him. He just
took
her.
You dated at that age?
What do you mean?
That's so young.
What, at like 12?
Yes.
Oh, of course I did, Maury.
I was scared of anyone at that age.
No, 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 no. Yeah, but no, this girl was just like, she was so cute.
Do you remember her name?
Nah.
Oh my God, you're looking up Carlos Ferrari, aren't you?
So there's two that I found.
Yeah, he would probably be older than me right now. So Carlos Ferrari, I'm guessing, would be late 40s.
So one of them.
Jerk, I hated that guy, man.
Oh no, this guy looks like, he kind of looks young. Good looking guy, too. Beard.
Has to be him. Yeah.
Short hair.
Yeah. And I remember too, we would always go in her rec room and watch Madonna videos on VHS.
Yeah.
And then we'd like kiss and stuff like that. But she only had a love seat. And I was real tall at that age. So it never really worked out.
Man. Look at this Carlos Ferrari. This guy is jacked.
Oh, yeah? Oh. That's probably him. Don't. I don't want to see it.
He's so
swole. I don't
want to
see it. I don't want to see my...
Oh,
I don't
my
want
to
see...
God.
No.
We have to do this.
I don't want to see my nemesis from 1986. I do not want to see my nemesis from 1986.
This guy is so...
He stole
like
my girlfriend.
Abs and everything.
Does he look like he would steal my girlfriend?
Oh, dude.
Really?
He would steal your girlfriend. He would steal your
my
mother.
House?
He would steal your house. He would steal your car.
I don't want to see
that brand new license that you just got in June. He would steal that.
I don't want to see
him. Does he live in Ontario?
I don't want to see him. Don't even show me.
Oh, Carlos Ferrari, you stud.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You're invited over for dinner during the week. Uh-huh. How late can you stay? Because they asked etiquette experts this question, and I do not agree with this whatsoever, even if I didn't have to wake up in the middle of the night like you guys do to go to work.
Okay.
So how late can you stay at somebody's house during the week when you're invited for dinner?
Let's assume you get the invite for 6:30.
Sure.
I would say I would want to leave.
Without being rude. So this is how late you stay without appearing rude, like you're overstaying your welcome.
I think like 8:30, 9 o'clock maybe?
Yeah.
9 max. Anything beyond 9 o'clock, I'm like... That's pushing it, man.
Okay.
Because that's when you start doing the countdown as to how much hours of sleep you're going
to
get.
But let's not say that we have to get up in the middle of the night to go to work.
Even still, during the week?
Let's not say that. During the week, what time, if you have somebody over for dinner, what time should they get out?
Between 8:30 and 9.
Between 8:30 and 9. So you like to eat nice and early then.
Yeah, get out.
Jeez. Okay, Maury, what do you say?
I was going to say between 9:30 and 10.
Okay. Yeah, 10:30 they say on a weeknight.
No, too late.
Way too late.
10:30.
And what about on a weekend? Let's say you get invited over for dinner on a weekend. What time can you leave, according to etiquette experts? What
11.
Time can you leave without appearing like you've overstayed your welcome?
11 p.m.
11 p.m. Maury, what do you
I'm
say
still
on a weekend?
I'm still going to say 10 because, like, they have to get ready for bed.
They still have to put their two-piece jammies on.
Yeah, so 11:15 they say on weekends. 11:15
like,
on weekends.
Hint if the host comes out of the bedroom in their pajamas, is that not a hint?
I would
maybe
say that. Yeah,
go?
I would say that that's a hint. 100%, that's a hint.
I've never been to a dinner party where the host said, "Oh, excuse me a minute," and then they left and they came back in their PJs.
Yeah, I would think they wanted to swing at that point.
Totally.
What are you, Harvey Weinstein? Yeah. That's what he used to do. That's what that was his move.
I'm about to go take a shower. Oh, come watch me.
I feel real tense.
Yeah.
That was his move. I can't believe you
massage.
Do. Wow. But you know what, though? But much like Harvey Weinstein and Maury, that is the move that gets people to leave.
Don't rope me into that.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
This is B from downtown Burlington. How are you?
What's up, B?
How's it going?
Good. B is short for...
It's my grandma's name, Biagina. Like, you guys have Mocha, Roz, you know, my stage name is B.
Okay, so what's going on, Biagina?
Well, I just wanted to call you guys because every morning on my way to work, I listen to you guys, right? 6 o'clock you guys are on, I go to work. And you guys make my morning every morning.
How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
As long as you guys have been on the air.
So over eight years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm
an oldie, right? I'm an oldie. I'm in my 50s, right? So you guys are like a breath of fresh air in the morning, right?
You're not in your 50s.
I sure am. Three sons.
How old are your kids?
25, 23, And 10.
And 10?
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one out of the three gives you the hardest time?
The youngest now.
Yeah. 10-year-old? Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I have advice for you, because I follow you with Cruz, like, amazing, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. So the oldest, by the way, Cruz is 6 months old today.
There you go. Congratulations.
I know that. I know that. So, okay, the first one pulls at your heartstring, right?
Okay.
Like, he takes my heart. The second one is my go-to guy. He's like my daughter. We do everything, like, you know. And then the third one is a mixture of both and drives my husband and I crazy. So it's fun. It's lots of fun.
All right. So what's your advice?
My advice, love them all the same. I love my boys all the same.
No, you have to have a favorite.
Yeah, you have to have a favorite.
No, there's no fave. There's
the
no
oldest
fave.
One is
I love
your
them
favorite.
All the same.
No, I bet you the oldest one's your favorite.
No.
Come on.
They
Gina, you gotta be
they
honest.
Listen to you. Listen, they listen to you guys, so I'm not gonna say nothing.
Okay, so we'll say a kid, and then your silence will say everything we need to know. Okay.
No. I won't.
No, hold
that.
On here. Is the baby your favorite?
I sign with him a lot.
Okay. Is the middle kid your favorite?
The middle one is my daughter. I call him my daughter because, you know, we talk a lot, right? You know, there's always one that wants to talk.
Okay.
And
okay.
I raised my older two on my own.
Pause. Is the oldest kid your favorite?
I told you the oldest one pulls in my heartstring, right? Because he was my first, right?
Middle kid.
Yeah, for sure. The
totally
middle kid.
The middle kid's
because
your
she's
favorite.
Got those talks.
So fast.
Yep, she's
the
got
middle
those
kid.
Talks. Yep.
So fast.
You can
You're
connect
so
with
bad.
That
no
middle
favorite.
Kid a little bit
love
more
them,
than
love
the
them,
others.
Love them all the same.
No.
Ross,
yes, my love.
Okay, two things I want to tell you. Yeah. Happy belated birthday, even though I said it on your Instagram.
Okay.
But the second thing is that outfit on Instagram that you had on, that white suit with that beautiful shirt.
Yeah.
Outstanding. You should be a model, like, outstanding, hands down.
Thank you very much. I
at
should
Roz
go...
Weston, by the way, on IG.
Yeah, I know. I brought it back to my teen modeling days.
Outstanding. Okay. And another thing, when you guys ask people, who do you like more?
Yeah.
There isn't. I love you guys both the same, okay?
No, but you, just one... like how you picked your middle kid as your favorite out of the three, you have to have a favorite between Roz and Mocha. So, Gina, who is your favorite between Roz and Mocha? You have to pick. Like, you've heard this show for the past 8 years, and every single person that answers the question has to give a definitive Roz or Mocha. So, you are also going to give a definitive Roz or Mocha. Gina, who is your favorite between Roz and Mocha?
I love you guys both the same, but there's different things about you guys, right?
Doesn't matter.
Mocha,
who is your favorite?
I love you. I love you.
I will take that win. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Because you sent me first.
Gina, I love you.
We love you so much. Thank you for listening.
Have a great day.
Later.
See, it's only when you claim premature victory that they contemplate saying my name. Actually, no. What I was saying was
The Roz and Mocha Show
Podcast.
Roz, can I read some shower thoughts to you? We haven't done these in a while.
Yeah.
Shower thoughts, the randomness that pop into your mind while you're in the shower. Sometimes it happens if you're driving.
Yes.
Maybe you're out for a walk, or maybe you see something and you think, like, I wonder why, or imagine if.
Yeah.
And these are all compiled from Reddit. For example, no matter how many lasagnas you have stacked on top of each other, ultimately, it's always just one lasagna. If you ever find yourself a death row inmate, request Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl as a last meal.
Stop it.
Buying an airline ticket is like paying shipping and handling for yourself. When dogs hear other dogs howling and are compelled to join in, is it like humans hearing other humans singing Bohemian Rhapsody? Do regular dogs look at police dogs and think, oh, snap, the cops? Millennial deadbeat dads will go to the store for vape juice and never come home. Oh my God. With smartphones, we're going back to pulling something out of our pocket just to check the time. Eventually, there will be people living on Mars that think Mars is flat. And finally, shower thoughts on Reddit.
Yeah.
Why are ghosts always old-timey from decades ago? Why not a 1990s ghost that... is all like, what's up?
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I want to talk about superstitions real quick.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going through this list. They released a list of, like, the most common superstitions, the top 10. And I don't have any of them.
Are you shocking they didn't do 13?
Okay. I don't have any of them. That's on there, by the way, Maury. Do you have any superstitions?
No.
You don't? Like anything that you would avoid just for the sake of avoiding it? And when I say superstition, I mean like this, okay? So, you know,
crossing
it's irrational, but yet you avoid it anyway, just because maybe.
Just in case?
Just in case.
Walking under a, what do you call it, a ladder. I won't do that.
Okay, so here's the top 10 superstitions. Avoiding the number 13, Maury. No?
Yes.
Avoid the number 13.
Well, only because it's hard not to. Actually, no, hold on a second. 13 is good luck in my Jewish religion.
Okay, there you go. Yes. The one time you choose to be a Jew.
It's supposed to bring him luck.
13. It's the only time Maury's ever said, yeah, it's part of my Jewish religion. Also bacon.
Man, Maury loves bacon.
Maury loves bacon. Not telling anyone your wish after you blow out the candles.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I don't do that.
Right?
Yeah.
People find that so insulting.
Yeah.
If somebody blows out the candles and, like, what'd you wish for? The look on the person's face, the birthday boy, is like, what?
How dare you ask me
why
that?
Why would you ask me that? Okay.
Because it won't come true.
Right. Not opening an umbrella inside.
Oh, nah. You have to do that if you're drying it out in the shower.
That's true, Maury. You do. Throwing salt over your shoulder after you spill salt.
No, because then you got salt on the floor.
Possibly in your hair, too.
Yeah. No,
I mean, I got that flow, so it would go in my hair. You got that short crop, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's stupid.
Breaking a wishbone.
Yeah, I do that all the time, every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No,
I haven't broken any either. Picking up a penny off the ground for luck.
Nope.
Every time I see one.
Maury, very superstitious. Crossing your fingers when you really want something to happen.
Oh, yes, of course. I did that yesterday.
Did you?
What'd you cross your fingers for yesterday?
Oh, that the place
probably
I was gonna
bacon.
Order from Uber Eats was still in, you know, open today.
So you...
Oh, I was driving on my cross my fingers. Please be open.
Cross my fingers. You say bless you after someone sneezes.
I think that's just habit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not out of superstition.
Knocking on wood.
Yeah, if you can find some.
Right. And the number one superstition that they say that people try to have is avoid walking under ladders. How many situations in your life, though, are you even remotely forced to walk under a ladder?
No. I could think of like maybe two times.
Right. But
even then, I'd be like, let me just scoot under this real quick.
Right. But even then, it was not difficult to not walk under the ladder.
Yeah.
Have you ever created your own superstition?
Like what?
Anytime I ever board an airplane, no joke, anytime I board an airplane, I have to touch both sides of the door before I enter.
Right. See,
and
I would
kiss my hand.
What?
See, I would put
Isn't
you on
that like a religious thing?
No, I don't know.
I've seen.
I don't know where I heard this, but I do this every single time I board an airplane.
Why?
I kiss my hand and touch both sides.
Really? You kiss your hand and then touch both sides.
And then touch
both
sides.
See, I would kick you
enter.
The hell off that plane and put you on a no-fly list if I saw you do
totally.
That.
Totally. I feel like terror. 100%. There's a terrorist
not,
here.
I'm not sitting beside this weirdo.
Well, it's bringing the plane luck.
Right. Nobody who is that small in stature and looks the way he does is making his own decisions in life.
The Roz and Mocha Show
Podcast.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's wrong?
Nothing. I don't know why I said it like that.
Oh.
I'm totally good. I have no problems. I got one runny nostril.
Mm-hmm.
My back's a little sore because I stretched.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to do for you.
Well, I don't need you to touch me. I'm going to start out by saying this. You are allowed to say whatever you want to say right now, Maury.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be straight up. You cannot touch me. So continue on with what you were going to say.
I didn't hear that. So your options are, I will wipe your nose or rub your back.
That is disgusting. First of all, I'm not your baby.
I would like to see you.
I've heard that so many times in life.
Rub Roz's back while wiping his nose at the same time.
No, I don't need to be mothered. I don't need a mother.
Maybe that's what you're missing in life.
A mother? No. I have a fantastic mother.
My mother's the best, but maybe you need to be mothered.
I don't need to be mothered at all.
You know, someone to wipe your nose
when
it's
I understand that there are guys that need to be mothered.
I love being mothered.
Here, watch this. Watch the phones. Hey, ladies, you got a fella that likes to be mothered? Watch. 416-870-8888. I don't have that thing where I feel no need to be taken care of. I feel no need to like have that person that I sort of rely on in a relationship.
You know, like that dude in the NyQuil commercial who was like, Pam, 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 call my mom.
Pam, Pam, yeah. Yes, exactly. But not only, it's not even the guy, when I say guys like to be mothered, it's not even necessarily from their mother. Oftentimes it's from their partner.
No, it's a term, because you know I love being mothered, and not by my mother, but by my husband.
But by your husband, yeah. It's weird. You know, and then
like
that's
take care of me.
Yes,
and then that's tucked in and all that.
And then that's a slippery slope to the world of Mike Pence, where he refers to his wife as mother.
Yeah, that
you know,
like, that I find extremely weird.
It's a slippery slope. But no, there are guys out there who really like to be mothered,
so
and there's women out there, I'm sure, who actually don't mind mothering their husbands.
No, it's a turn on.
See, to me, it's the weird. Look at the phones right now.
Phone line's lit up. Natty, what do you want to say?
What's popping? Yeah, I know guys that like to be mothered. It's crazy. They need a mom and a girlfriend at the same time. It's not cool at all.
Is that happening in your life right now?
It used to happen in my life. I extricated myself from that situation.
What were the sort of mothering things that he would expect from you?
I was like this babysitter, man. Like, I got to, like, take him to the doctor, take him to Walmart, take him shopping, do all kinds of stuff like this that his mom would typically do, like, run his life, sort of be like, you feel me?
Hold on. Right. You had a guy in your life that would ask you to drive his ass to Walmart?
Yeah, yo. I need to do groceries. I gotta go to Walmart. I need to do shopping with me. I need to do. He needed somebody to come and just like, you know,
to mom his life.
Mom. Yeah. Wow. Keep him organized. Yeah. Hey, Roz, by the way, I don't know if I'm gonna get on the radio before. You are hot, boy. Oh. I'm just saying.
Oh, girl.
I'm just saying. Throwing it out there. If you had to ask me who my favorite was, straight up, I'd say Roz.
Well, we didn't ask.
Sorry, Mocha.
Oh.
I know, but I'm telling you anyway.
The one time Mocha did, thanks.
It's that brown ass attitude.
I don't know. That sounds like a pretty racist comment that you made right there.
It is, of course. Okay. But I'm brown, though, so it's good. I can say it.
Nadia. Thank you. My mind and my body, thanks you.
Okay. No worries. Right. Just throwing it out there.
Okay, regardless, Nadia, we love you. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, boys.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Buckingham Palace had a big party over the weekend, huh?
Well, I don't know if it was a big party. So last week, the story was that Prince Harry brought Meghan Markle to the palace to have tea with the Queen. And tea with the Queen is sort of that, the meeting that says an engagement is coming. Mm-hmm. Or an engagement has already happened. We don't even know this for sure. But tea with the Queen is a very big deal.
It's like meeting the Godfather face to face.
It's like meeting the Godfather face to face.
You gotta get that approval.
You have to get that approval. And so this is a really, really big deal. We were all wondering when Meghan Markle was going to get a chance to sit down with the Queen. So if you would, Mocha, let's check in with the Queen to find out how it went, if you wouldn't mind calling Buckingham Palace.
Charles pulls Netflix. I will beat you at binge racing.
Ah, good morning, Mom.
Oh. Who is this?
It's Roz and Mocha, Your Majesty.
Oh, lovely.
So the big story over here, and I don't know how it played out over there, but the big story here was that you finally sat down and had tea with Meghan Markle last week.
Yes, it's time to get the par started.
So what'd y'all talk about?
Well, first of all, we had a long chat about where they will live once they are married. We have to pick a proper tea.
A proper tea. Oh, man. Here we go.
Speaking of tea, what kind of tea did y'all drink?
Oh, we did. I don't recall, but Meg and I had tea for a long time.
For what? I missed that one.
We had tea for oolong time.
Oh, for oolong time.
Actually, Your Highness, curious about Meghan Markle drinking tea. How does she take her tea?
Yeah,
does she put milk in it, cream, sugar, honey? What's the other thing? Not salvia. What's the thing called?
Stevia.
Stevia, that's stevia. It. Yeah,
salvia?
Yeah.
What, do you think they're sitting there getting high together? That would be
salvia.
A trip.
How does she take her tea?
Oh, but you do know that she could have dressed a little more regal for our meeting.
Oh.
All she wore was a T-shirt.
That was going to be my follow-up question.
I was going to say, she is so excited for the new Jurassic Park movie so she can see T-Rex.
Wow. Okay, so we're already at the T-Rex part of the T-Jokes. Does this mean, in fact, that an engagement is pending or an engagement between Harry and Meghan Markle has already happened, Your Majesty?
Well, she did ask if they could steep together.
Oh, yo, Queen, when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry met with you at Buckingham Palace, did they sit beside each other? Were they holding hands in front of you?
Well, you know, it was the start of a beautiful friendship.
Okay.
Wait, what?
It was a beautiful.
Between who and who? I think they're beyond friends.
Yeah. When they're there, just out of curiosity, Your Majesty, because as far as we know, they're not engaged yet. When it's the end of the day, do you allow them to sleep in the same room in Buckingham Palace, or does she have to stay in the guest room?
Oh, my God, honestly, never. Oh, blasphemy. I have to, first of all, teach her about honest tea.
About honest tea. Oh.
Okay. You kind of stumbled over
your words. Speaking of, I am so old. When you get to my age, gravity is not your friend.
Okay.
Ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Am I right, ladies?
All right, Your Majesty, any other tea jokes you want to get off your chest real quick before we wrap up?
We did have a wonderful time together talking about her becoming royalty.
Oh, that's the one, royalty. Thank you, Your Majesty. We love you so much, and keep doing whatever it is
Charles,
that you do.
Don't start the Netflix without me.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got called a jaywalker the other day.
And you did?
Yeah, I was
like somebody on the street.
Yeah, I think they were in a car or a street, or I don't even know what it was.
Just yell at you,
yeah,
jaywalker.
No, it was just like stop jaywalking. Because I stepped out on the road. Somebody had to put the brakes on. It's a busy street.
Okay,
but
no,
I'm like
no excuse, Ross.
No excuse. But I've always wondered where the term jaywalking came from.
Yeah,
and why it's actually called jaywalking.
Okay.
And then, which got me down this path of looking up the meanings for just common sayings.
Were you on like Reddit?
And where they came from. No. Where do you think jaywalking comes from? Why is it called jaywalking? We all say jaywalking.
Because the first person that got busted for it,
no.
His name was Jay.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Maury.
I think Jay is an initial for a longer word. Is that right?
No.
Like it actually is just a J?
No, J-A-Y. It's jaywalking. J-A-Y, like the name J.
Jaywalking.
It has nothing to do with a name, like a person's name.
It has nothing to do with a name.
The guy who invented the road, was he named Jay?
No, incorrect. Jaybirds, listen to this. Jaybirds that traveled outside of the forest into urban areas often became confused and unaware of the potential dangers in the city, like traffic. Amused by their erratic behavior, people began using the term jaywalker to describe someone who crossed in the street, irresponsibly.
How would we have gotten that?
Right. Thank you.
So it's to make fun of birds?
It's to make fun of birds.
Dumb birds?
Dumb birds.
Get out the road, you dumb bird.
Yeah, dumb bird. Yeah, dumb bird. What's another one here that we all know? Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Oh, great TV show.
Great TV show. We've all said somebody at some point has just met us. Yeah.
Saved by the Bell.
What does Saved by the Bell mean? And it does not mean boxing.
It has nothing to do with sports?
It has nothing to do with sports.
Is it to do with the school bell and in the playground?
Incorrect.
Because that's where we used to say, like, just before I got hit, Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, just before, right?
Before you got hit.
Let's not go down that road.
I don't know.
Saved by the Bell. Okay, so as terrible as it sounds, being buried alive was once a common occurrence. And then people who feared that they would be buried alive and then wake up inside the coffin. So coffins had a little like string that came out of them after they buried it. And that string went up and was attached to a bell. So the people who worked the graveyard, one of the things that they would always have to do while patrolling the graveyard is listen for bells. And if somebody was ringing a bell, that means that they were actually buried alive. And hence they were saved by the bell because they were not supposed to be buried. They weren't actually dead. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
Why were people who are alive being buried?
Because I'm sure people had a lot of diseases and infections and fevers that
would just put them to sleep for a really long time.
Yeah, and you didn't have the sort of medical tech that you have now to determine whether somebody's actually alive or faint pulse.
A hand on a chest to feel a heartbeat?
No, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's very difficult,
maybe,
man.
Maybe if you're in a coma, I guess.
Yeah, so they would bury you alive, and then they would give you a bell in case you came out
of your
coma.
But, like, what if, like, you open your eyes, and in a panic state?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in a coffin, and it's jet black in there,
yep.
My instinct is to not look for a stupid piece of string. Right. To pull on it and hope that it rings a bell and hope that there's somebody within the vicinity of that bell to hear it and then to dig my ass 6 feet out of the ground.
You won't be saved by the bell.
Yes. You ever heard the term pleased as punch? My mom used to say this all the time. You never heard that term?
Never.
Pleased as punch? You've
pleased
heard it.
Pleased as
punch. Yeah, pleased as punch. Oh, look at him. Pleased as punch.
You've never heard that? Never.
Okay, pleased then we can move on then. Anyway, so with pleased, because my mom used to say pleased as punch all the time. Pleased as punch was a 17th century puppet show for children called Punch and Judy. And it featured a puppet named Punch, who always killed people. And the act of killing people brought him great pleasure, so he always felt pleased with himself afterwards. So Pleased as Punch was based off a puppet show for children where he was homicidal and really enjoyed killing people, and it would make him very happy.
So it was that version of Dexter.
Right, yes, Dexter. Happy as Dexter, you might as well say. Happy as Dexter. Let me give you one more here. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You've heard that term, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Don't throw the baby.
Yeah. Yeah,
that sounds very violent.
It is very violent.
It goes back to the days when you would wash your baby in a sort of a basket.
Yeah.
But your baby was so small, and there's a lot of water, and you may not see the baby in there. So if you're dumping water, you got to be careful that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
But if you're bathing the baby, is he right?
He's very close. What happened was is
like
that
if you're bathing the baby, wouldn't you want to take the baby out of the basket?
Yeah, but you forget things.
Okay.
How do you forget after immediately bathing a baby? Okay. It's a friggin' baby.
Well, because let me explain this to you. During the 1500s, okay, most people bathed once a year.
Gross. Like Maury.
Like Maury, okay?
Every other
1500
day.
Maury. Okay, so, and when they did bathe, the entire family would use the same tub of water.
Gross.
Okay, so the man of the house always bathed first, followed by any other males that were in the house, then the females, then the babies. So you can imagine how thick and filthy that water was by the time they put the baby into it. And so they would say that when you were getting rid of the bath water at the end of the day, you had to make damn sure that there was no baby in there because the water was so dirty that you couldn't actually tell if the baby was still in the bath
year,
water.
After 1 year, they bathe?
After
and then you put that, and then got... you put the little innocent little baby in that dirty-ass water?
Yes.
Is that why people got so sick all the time?
Yes, Maury. That's why people got buried alive. Because they were bathing once a year, and they need the bell.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Man, oh man, it's World Pasta Day.
Do you say
pasta or pasta?
Pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta?
Yeah.
What do you say, Maury?
Pasta.
Pasta. And you say?
Pasta.
Pasta.
Did you say pasta or pasta?
No, we're not there yet, Maury. I don't want you to do your jokes yet, man. Okay. Jeez.
Man, I love.
I'll cue you when it's time to.
Okay, I thought that
was
the cue.
Now it's ruined, though.
I thought, but that's usually when I just jump it's in. Not, when you
over
say
over the weekend, I had a delicious penne alla vodka with meatballs on the side.
Oh, free. Oh, so
can I just
good.
Say my new favorite thing is gluten-free vegan
You're
mac
gross,
and cheese?
Disgusting. Get out of here.
Wow. Mac and cheese isn't pasta. It's not. Yeah. It's not. It's mac and cheese. It's its own thing. When you start talking about, I know the macaroni noodle is
no,
but
pasta, what if mac and cheese is made with penne?
Then it's not mac and cheese.
Because macaroni is its own noodle. Then it's penne and cheese.
I guess you're right. But they call it mac and cheese on the menu.
Right.
Well, then they're
but
wrong.
You can't make macaroni noodles as gluten-free or vegan, so they have no option.
Why not?
Nobody's invented that. They haven't bent it.
That's not true.
They haven't done gluten-free. They haven't bent it.
You can 100% get gluten-free macaroni noodles.
I've never
noodles.
Seen the macaroni bented.
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 For gluten-free.
Q.
Hey, who said pasta or pasta?
All right, what do you got? Some jokes more? Hold
I've
on, wait. Let Mocha, open,
jokes.
Let Mocha open up his.
Can we please open the Roz and Mocha Comedy Club first?
Yes.
Have everyone waiting outside in line and ready to bust off these jokes?
Bented. Nothing you say, Maury, will be funnier than bented.
I beg to differ. Okay.
Hold on a second.
Me. Introduce me.
Yeah.
Listen, the crowd's getting bented out of shape because I didn't do the proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen. Stop getting bented out of shape. Please welcome to the stage, from the Roz and Mocha Show, the one, the only, damn it, Maury!
Wait. Hey, did you hear about the Italian chef that died?
No.
He passed away.
He what?
He passed away.
He passed away.
Passed away.
Right.
You gotta say it quick, like passed away.
Okay. He passed away. Way. Yeah, okay.
If you ate pasta and antipasto, would you still be hungry? It's just like a rhetorical.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do Italians eat on Halloween?
What do Italians eat on Halloween?
Meatballs.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, who's there?
Pasta.
Pasta who?
Pasta salt, please.
Yeah, okay.
What does Arnold Schwarzenegger say before eating pasta?
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Say before eating pasta.
What?
Pasta la vista, baby.
Terrible jokes.
Honey, yeah. Do you want? I love that you answered yeah. Honey,
yes.
Do you want penne pasta for dinner?
Sure.
No, but I'll have dime or quarter pasta.
Okay, read that again.
Instead of penny, it's penne.
Okay.
Honey, do you want
penne? Hold on, let me start again. Let me do no music so I can fully understand.
Okay.
Honey, do you want penne pasta for dinner? No, but I'll have dime or quarter pasta.
Penny.
Oh!
This may be the worst collection of jokes you've brought to the show.
Yeah, the crowd for sure has bent it out of shape.
What do you call a pasta that's sick?
What?
Mac and sneeze. Okay. Now, I have one more. Can you tell me if this is too racist?
Too racist? So you
and
already...
not just a little bit racist? Okay, so you're okay with doing a joke that's kind of racist.
Yeah, so the question is whether it's too racist.
Like, if it's a little, we're good.
It's not so much it's not a racist joke. Well, first of all, let me read you the first line and you tell me if you want me to continue, okay?
Wait, no, it's my joke. I got to do it.
Maury. I'm going to read the first line because if we're going to take heat, I'll take heat for this. So I'll read you the first line and then you tell me if you want me to continue.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda have hidden bombs in tins of Alphabet spaghetti.
What's wrong with that?
No, but still.
It's situational comedy.
It's not racist.
No, but it's like,
do you want to read the punchline here, Maury? I'll let you read the punchline. Okay, so Al-Qaeda have hidden bombs in tins of Alphabet spaghetti.
Okay.
If they go off, they could spell disaster.
Yeah, Maury, ladies and gentlemen.
Should I do one more to just the pain?
No, we're done.
I don't know what could be worse than doing a follow-up joke to something about Al-Qaeda there.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What do you use your microwave for?
Just straight up, just heating up food.
Just heating up food.
Yeah, nothing else. I've never used my microwave to like cook anything.
Yeah.
Just to heat up food.
Just what are you heating up in it?
Like if we have like leftovers from the night before, really? Leftover pasta or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I think it's good for pasta, mashed potatoes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
I do like. I know it grosses people out, Maury, but I'm with you on a microwave.
How long
hot dog.
Do you microwave a hot dog?
35
for?
Seconds.
Can I tell you the process that I do the microwave of a hot dog?
Sure.
And they actually wind up tasting real good. Okay. So when it comes to hot dogs, don't buy a huge wiener. Right. The little ones are much better.
Sorry. I'm four.
Okay. Don't buy the huge wieners. Right. Mm-hmm. If you have the option for like the giant wiener or the small regular wiener, always go for the small regular wiener.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about hot dogs.
Right. If you have the choice to go for those big fancy egg buns with poppy seeds on the side or the regular Wonder Bread white buns, go for the regular Wonder Bread white buns.
I agree.
Okay. Now, the way that to cook a hot dog in the microwave is you take the bun and you put the hot dog in the bun.
The uncooked hot dog.
The uncooked hot dog in the bun. Then you take one square of paper towel.
Yeah.
And you put the hot dog on the corner of the paper towel, and then you roll the hot dog in the bun up tightly inside the paper towel, fold it underneath. So it looks like a little burrito.
Okay.
Ooh, and then you put
burrito
that
hot dog.
And then you put that in the microwave with two others, because you have to have them three at a time. You put that in the microwave and you heat that up for like a minute and a half. And what winds up happening is that as the hot dog cooks, it steams that bun. Right? And then so I just take all three of them and put them on a plate and unwrap them like little gifts individually as I want to eat them. I bring the mustard to the table.
I wonder what's inside.
To the table.
Deliciousness.
With me. Deliciousness. So that to me, it's a perfect hot dog because the bun sort of keeps everything together and you're steaming the bun and steaming the hot dog at the same time. And then when you eat it, it tastes like old school Montreal steamy hot dogs.
Yeah. See, I do the complete opposite. I don't even do a bun. I put it on a paper towel, and when it starts to blister, I stop and eat it with a fork and knife.
See, that's no way to treat a wiener. That is so disrespectful.
When it starts to blister, I know it's done. No. That just sounds
so disrespectful. Anyway, I wanted to ask you this because the microwave was a staple in so many houses for years. I remember people first started getting microwaves when I was younger.
Remember our first one.
And people would cook like a whole chicken in it. It was just disgusting. Yeah. People ruined food for a full decade when they started getting microwaves.
Well, it used to have those buttons on them that would say muffin or anything. And I remember when I was a young kid, my dad put a muffin in there and hit muffin and not realizing that that meant to cook a muffin. And the whole house started smoking.
Right. Okay. So in what year was the first microwave oven sold? What year, Maury Mocha, was the first microwave oven sold?
I'm going to say 1972.
Maury.
1979.
1955.
What?
Wow. Was the first microwave oven was sold.
1955?
Yeah. How much was it when it was first sold in 1955?
$30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say $900.
Yeah,
no way.
$1,200.
What?
$1,200
bucks. Everything new is
expensive. Yeah, $1,200 for the
first. 1955. Yeah. The same year Marty went back in time.
That's
and back
right.
In the future.
Yes.
It was 1955.
Don't you remember in the movie? No, that's the future where they microwaved a pizza and it became whole,
right?
No,
they dehydrated a pizza.
Dehydrated pizza.
No, they didn't. They hydrated a
pizza. Sorry, they hydrated a pizza.
Yes. Anyway, so 1955, 62 years ago, the first microwave, $1,200.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, man? Who's this?
This is Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Nothing. I'm just calling in to, I wanted to let you guys know that actually me and my girlfriend plan on dressing up as you guys for Halloween.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, I convinced her.
So who's going to be who?
Just for the consideration that I'm taller, I'm going to be Roz.
Yeah. Okay. And you're making your girlfriend. What's your girlfriend's name?
My girlfriend's name is actually Heaven.
Okay. Oh, Heaven. Wow.
Really?
So your girlfriend's name is... You meet her, is she a stripper?
No, she's not a stripper.
Okay, but your girlfriend, with her parents named the girl Heaven?
Yeah, her birth name is Heaven. It's on the birth certificate.
Really? What was the significance of that?
They probably wanted her to grow up to be a stripper.
No, the first child was a son, her brother.
Yeah.
So, what was his name, Hal?
No, his name was Ryan.
Oh.
Hold on. So they gave the first kid a normal name, Ryan, and then the second kid the name Heaven?
Yeah, well, according to the parents, it's they wanted a daughter so bad, so when it happened, it was a blessing.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So now she's got to wear their blessing her whole life. Very proud of you guys for dressing up as Roz and Mocha for Halloween. It has happened before. I think the last time it was two girls that did it. They were both women.
It was back in 2009.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was our first year being on the radio here at Kiss 92.5. We had started August of 2009, and that first Halloween of, I guess, the Roz and Mocha show, two girls dressed up as us.
So what are you, what are some of the staples that you find that you'll need for the costume to get the Roz costume right and the Mocha costume right?
Man, I've been thinking about it all weekend. I've been asking friends.
You got a pair of tight pants and pointy shoes?
Pointy shoes, I got Chelsea boots.
You got what?
I got Chelsea boots.
Chelsea boots, yeah, it's fine. Okay.
What are Chelsea boots?
Like little slip-ons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I believe we used to call them Peter Pan boots in my day.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so you got the Peter Pan boots.
Okay, you need some super tight jeans, bro.
That I definitely got. That's in my repertoire.
Do you have a deep V t-shirt?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a black jacket? Preferably leather.
Leather, no, but I do have a nice pea coat that I think would work.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
What about a scarf?
Oh, I got that on the weekend.
Okay. Because if you're going to do, I think that for the Halloween costume, it needs to be exaggerated. What I would do is super, super skinny jeans, and I would probably wear about 6 or 7 scarves.
Like a giant scarf, like that picture of Lenny Kravitz.
No, I would just wear many scarves.
Oh, many.
Just many scarves. I would wear all the scarves.
Oh, holy cow.
Yeah, and then a beard with a little gray in it, slick the hair back, and I think you're good to go. But now your girl, she's going to do what?
We're going to work on her. We want it to look authentic. I have my best friend who's going to help me. He likes to work with makeup and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, sorry. Hold on a second. Sean, yep. What color is Heaven?
Heaven, she is...
She a white girl?
She's Caucasian, but she's not white.
Okay. Wow.
But what does her skin look like? Like, if I saw her, I'd be like, yeah, that's totally a white girl?
It looks like a triple from Tim Hortons.
Okay. So a white girl.
So listen, it's 2017, and people get offended by everything all the time. So my advice to your makeup artist is to not go too brown on the brown, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, we weren't actually considering to do any coloring on the face. We wanted to do it where people could notice it without doing that.
Okay, so right. you got to get the beard line right then.
Got to get the beard hat. Got to get the beard look. The Toronto hat. Got to get the nice bomber jacket. The hoodie.
All right, there you go. You got it. You nailed it. And make sure that you take lots of pictures. Okay.
Oh, totally. I'm gonna go off the wall with this.
Yeah, I would also maybe do something like if you could do like a Raza Mocha T-shirt or something like that. Because if either one of us were gonna have some sort of identifiable article of clothing, it would be Mocha that would be wearing the Raza Mocha T-shirt.
Yeah. Very true.
For sure. But make sure you send us the pics, okay?
Oh, of course.
You can email them to us, rozandmocha@kiss925.com.
Oh, most certainly.
We should, I'm going to take some pictures of, I'm going to go to my closet tonight, and I'll take some pictures of some of my stuff in case anybody else wants to dress up like us for Halloween. So, and
like the Roz and Mocha starter kit.
Like the starter kit. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what you need.
All right.
Yeah.
Done. Thanks, Sean.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Take care, brother. Thanks for listening, man.
No problem. You guys are the best.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.